Welcome back to Goodfellows Innovation Discussed podcast. With me today, I've got Dr. Aphrodite Tamu. Hi, Aphrodite. How are you doing?
Hi, Mark. I'm fine. I'm a bit of a sore throat, but I'm fine. Thank you.
Husky for podcast episodes. There we go. And James Taylor, who is our account manager at Goodfellow. Have I got your job title right, James?
You have got my job title right, Mark. Hello, everyone.
James, welcome nice to the you. Welcome to the podcast. Nick Pashur, our normal head of office guest, he's on a bit of leave, personal leave at the moment. So James is sitting in for Nick, and we have hopefully some fantastic talk about nuts and bolts later on in the episode. James, would you like to just introduce yourself, just say how long you've been with Goodfellow and a little bit about yourself for the audience?
Hello, I've been with Goodfellow for about 15 years. My role at the moment is account manager, which means I look after our UK customers. My background is with ceramic materials, and I'm also familiar with the nuts and bolts, which I'll be talking about later.
Excellent, look forward to that. Now, you've just said something that reminded me, it's not on my list to talk about, but 15 years, so good long service with the business. And last month we had our summer party, which was brilliant. It took place at the Bridge Hotel in Huntingdon. And we celebrated some long-termers at the business. Karen Hildyard was 25 years with the business, I think Karen's been with us now, which is amazing, because that's, you know, I sort of think back 25 years. But even more,
Mike Wilson.
Mike, yeah, he... 40 years with the business this year, and we did this fantastic thing. I was trying to remember, you know, what was like number one when he joined the business, and it was Culture Club, Karma Chameleon.
Oh my God, and I love this song.
I know. So it was, but it was quite funny because when they were doing the announcement of the long-termers, and there was a few other long-termers there, and I do apologise to them, I can't remember everybody's name because I don't have it written down in front of me, but when they announced Karen's service with the business, Simon, our CEO, said, put your hands up if you were born after 1998, and like a couple of hands went up, and it was quite funny. And then when Mike's came up, he said, put your hands up if you were born after 1983, and most of the people in the party put their hands up, which made me feel really old.
Exactly.
I was 11 in 1983.
I was three. Right. I shouldn't talk. I lately never talked about it.
You shouldn't give away your age. But we're not editing that one out. So that was a bit of fun from the business side of things. But also in the last month, the other thing, a couple of events we've been to. So Karin and Sabrina went to Bessie in Berlin and had a good show over there. And we were at the Advanced Materials Show at NEC was that the end of June?
End of June.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a month ago from the date of recording that we were there. That's quite something. And you know, on that day we went up to NEC, so I had to borrow my mum's car to go up there, which is a bit sad to sort of admit. But my
car. Well, I love your mum's car.
I had to borrow that car, and I drove up, and it was the first time I'd ever driven it. As we drove up to NEC, it's a Mini, I got there, and I'm very used to my car locking itself when I walk away and unlocking itself when I walk back to it. So my mum's Mini spent 9 hours in the NEC car park unlocked because I completely forgot about it. But the Advanced Materials Show, brilliant show.
Brilliant.
Another
brilliant.
Busy show. Another fantastic looking stand from our partners at Motive Exhibitions. Another good looking stand there. What were your thoughts on the show, Aphrodite?
Actually, it was a very good show, right? I have found some friends that they used to work for Goodfellow. Now that we are discussing about Goodfellow and how many people they're working, and we chatted, we had a coffee. It was lovely. And a lot of interesting presentations as well that I was attending. And I think it was a great show with lots to take in and lots to take afterwards and lots to learn and... great networking as well.
Yeah, you love the Advanced Materials Show. You like going around
the
talks that are there. No, it was a good show, well attended. We met some fantastic customers there. I spent quite a lot of time talking to several people on the stand there. And again, well done to the team on that show. So we were at SpaceCom as well, which we've already done to death on this podcast. I appreciate, but Space Dots, Bianca, who was talking with you at the event, but they've announced some good news this morning. coming.
Absolutely, yes. Bianca Cefalo and James Shepherd Alden, they have announced that they have got 1.5 million for its first smartphone size lab for space. So, to raise up 1.5 million from investors for a startup that is very promising, actually. And they have a technology which is of the size of a, let's say, a smartphone, as it says, right? And you can test advanced materials in space environments, several space environments. So it's very interesting, and it would be very interesting also for our space
for
as
our
well.
Space, for when we're working with the space
our
industry
sectors,
ourselves,
yeah.
for space. No, that's absolutely brilliant, brilliant news for Bianca and James and the team at Space Dots. So well done to them, and we look forward to a long partnership with them.
Exactly, and collaborate further with them, actually. It would be perfect.
Excellent.
And brilliant.
So, just a reminder to people who are listening to visit the website, www.goodfellow.com. There's a lot of great and interesting content on the site, blog and news, and information about our single crystals and our ceramic technologies and crucibles, and a lot more on there. And if you're listening and you have an interest, a question for the team, for Aphrodite, for Nick, or for any of our other guests that we have on the show, do remember to mail in at marketing@goodfellow.com or messages on the LinkedIn channel, and we will answer those questions in a podcast episode.
Actually, that will be brilliant if we have some questions from the audience. It will help us a lot.
Yeah,
I think also with our
We're getting ready for recording the episodes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's something we always do a little bit last minute.
Well, it's all right. It happens, right?
But I would love to say thank you to all the listeners. The audience is growing when we look. The podcast is definitely engaging with people when we do get feedback from our customers. And a few people we spoke to at the Advanced Materials Show said they love listening to the podcast. So thank you to everybody who's listening, and welcome to all the new guests as our audience grows. So James, the nuts and bolts of the business. Now, this is a product we don't normally talk about, and I don't actually know an awful lot about this. We spend a lot of time talking about our metals and our materials in their raw form as sheets and foils and all of those types of things. But I quite often forget that we sell the nuts and bolts quite literally as well.
Oh, nuts and bolts on the face of it doesn't sound that exciting initially, but it's what they can be used for. So nuts and bolts are used in space and in F1, in industrial furnaces, in aerospace. Goodfellow supply all sorts of nuts and bolts in ceramic, metals and polymer materials. Now, these are essentially, in appearance, they would look like the bolts you would buy off your typical DIY store, but it's the applications and the performances of the materials that make them exciting. Ceramics are injection molded. The advantage with that is you can have custom head types, you can have all sorts of different sizes, as in addition to the typical imperial and metric standard sizes.
So let me just sort of butt in a little bit there. So when I think of nuts and bolts, I'll trivialize this a little bit, so forgive me, but I think of Meccano and metal and, yeah. And you know, and screwing something to my fence at home to keep a shelf up so that a plant pot doesn't fall down, that type of nuts and bolts. You're talking about materials that we use in different areas. So why would we have a different type of material? Why would we have a ceramic bolt over a steel bolt, for want of a thing?
Okay, so you'd use a ceramic bolt because of the high temperatures. So they could be used up to 1700 degrees C. Another advantage with them is they're an electrical insulator. So that's useful in an F1 or a space application, for example. They're available in different head sizes. So your typical cool hexagonal heads, which you use at home for your DIY, but these are also available in cheese heads and slotted heads.
What the heck's a cheese head?
It's a rounded head. I can't describe it. I've got a picture.
Don't worry, I cannot either. So don't worry. He's always doing that. Don't worry.
So it's a fun way to do it. So what the heck's a cheese head? Because when you say that, the first thing that goes through my head is that it must look like a wedge of cheese.
In many ways, it does. It has a rounded head. Perhaps you'd think of it in almost similar appearance to the Edam cheese.
It's just the cheese bit always stands out to me because as Aphrodite knows, Aphrodite invited me and my partner around for dinner, and then she said, "We'll do cheese," and I can't eat cheese. I just don't eat it.
It's not only that that he cannot eat. What else you cannot eat, Mark?
Seafood, fish. Apparently that wipes out a lot of menus.
So he's invited to a Greek dinner party, right? And he cannot have feta cheese, fish, or red meat as well. So what am I going to cook? I had told them to bring their pizzas. I will only put the drinks on.
If I bring pizza, that's got cheese on it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you're going to bring. Bring your own food in general.
Well, what I'll do is we'll come around for dinner and then I'll stop at McDonald's on the way home. Anyway,
thank
James,
you.
Sorry. I was distracted by the word cheese in the description. So cheese heads, hexagonal heads.
Thinking with your stomach there, yeah, of course. So there's all sorts of different advantages. And the reason why these are so beneficial for high-tech industries is there's a big saving in weight loss, which is always important. Space, F1, again, aerospace, that's always critical. Performance-wise, the choice of bolt or hedge you need will be dependent on what you need with torque or tensile strength or with temperature ratings. So ceramics, there would not be a torque or tensile strength guarantee. So if you needed that and still needed the high temperature performance, then our range of molybdenum, tantalum and tungsten bolts may well be the choice for you.
Okay, so we've got, there's quite a range of material that we do our nuts and bolts in. So
yes. We even offer polymer ones as well, PEEK, PVDF and PPS. So you'd think plastic bolt doesn't make a lot of sense, but there are, again, advantages. Lightweight, PEEK in particular with the radiation resistance. So it's a different bolt for different applications.
Fantastic. And sizes, do we do a range of sizes?
Sizes we offer from stock, the typical metric sizes, M2 up to M6 in bolts. And we also offer the nuts and washers. In addition to that, we can offer imperial sizes as well. And custom sizes, as I mentioned with the injection molding, you can offer sizes to customer requests.
James, now that we're talking about seeds and nuts and bolts, do we have any interesting application that our nuts or bolts have been used to? And because I don't remember anything from the technical team, but you might have an interesting story to talk about.
Yeah, well, one that springs to mind is we had contact with an F1 team. Obviously, not going to tell you which one. No. But they had a particular requirement. They needed a bolt for a chassis. And The difficulty with this is they needed a large size, an M16, which is above a typical size, but they also needed the high temperature performance. And again, they needed to have it free of electrical insulation because of the rest of the engine and the car design. So this was something we spent a bit of time on, and what it actually involved is us having to create our own custom mold to create this ceramic, injection mold it. We use yttrium stabilized zirconia because it had slightly better bend strength. And this actually solved the customer's issue. And it's a great example of something where it's used in a high tech industry. And at Goodfellow, we were able to offer a bespoke product solution for a customer.
Also, are they used in any vacuum applications, for example? Well, that crossed my mind at this point.
So, again, bolts, ceramic bolts in particular, sometimes even the metal ones can be used in industrial furnaces. And one of the challenges with using the bolts in those sort of applications is often the furnaces will have other material, Goodfellow material, maybe Superwool, vitreous carbon, other materials, and you have to look at the different thermal expansion rates of the material you're advising. So the exciting point for me from an account manager and working with the customer is the exciting part is we're working with our in-house technical team in actually providing solutions and seeing where these parts are used in real world applications.
I think that was fascinating in itself, because what I've picked up from there is that I now need to go away and learn what super wool is.
Superwool, he can tell you, James, as well. Trust me about it.
Superwool is an insulating blanket. If you was to look at it, it would appear just like loft insulation, but it's a lot more exciting than that. It's used in high temperature applications, from everything from furnaces to power stations to large electrical applications. And the big selling point with Superwool, which Goodfellow has in blanket, paper and board range, is that it's body soluble. So any fibres within it are not dangerous to the individual using it.
Regarding the health and safety of the Superwool, can we cut it in-house? Shall the customers cut it their own? Could you please advise us about it?
So Superwool blanket, you wouldn't typically cut it because of the actual form of the material. If you think of it like loft insulation, it's typically folded in on itself. But in the board or paper form, this can be cut in-house at Goodfellow. Again, you need ventilation for the material.
Exactly, because it's a bit fibrous, that's why.
Exactly, that's it. And you need to safe handling, so gloves, protective gear. So customers can do it in-house, but Goodfellow will offer the finished component for yourself.
Thank you. Very interesting conversation, actually.
Excellent. Fantastic. So it's interesting because sometimes whenever we're doing these podcasts, I learn more and more about, you know, the products we sell each time I go along. You should think that after 18 months I'd know a lot of them, but there's so many products that that I forget about some of the nuts and bolts of the business there. And these are available as part of our specialist product range, available online to purchase?
Available online to purchase, ceramics, metals and polymers. And again, if we have something, you've got a particular design or something unusual, then if you contact our technical team, we'll be able to support with that requirement.
And what I also would like to say is that Goodfellow is not only the technical team that has the knowledge, but as long as you have seen it by this time, right? Also, James and other colleagues of ours, they have this technical knowledge that is being shared all around the world.
Our account management, there's lots of people in the business that are very technical. It's only me in the marketing team that doesn't understand half of what's
said. You do the nice things. That's why we need you for that.
Do the head of colouring in. That's the job title. I think that's fascinating. And the Formula One aspect is always of, or motorsport in general, is always of interest to me because it's the one sport I follow on a regular basis. So thanks for joining on that. That's brilliant. This is probably going to be quite a bit of a quicker episode for us this month, but I just wanted to talk through very quickly something else that I've been working on, which is artificial intelligence. So AI as a tool we know has become more and more prevalent in our daily lives, and I think it's anybody who hasn't actually touched artificial intelligence recently is probably not been getting involved in it. But we've looked at AI in the business, we've looked at AI from a marketing perspective. I know that we work with Intelligence.
With Intelligence, we are also a member of their consortium for artificial intelligence in chemicals and materials, and the trustworthiness of artificial intelligence as well.
That's right. So we were talking about they do artificial intelligence that works around data.
Yes, for modeling. Chemicals, materials and etc.
Around there, so you know, AI is getting more and more involved in our daily life, we looked very briefly before we came down as well. There's a story just come out about some AI in medical tech that's being used more and more there. But the reason that was just on my head was, it was just a funny story to end our podcast with this week. Was I was looking at the content creators on the team writing an article about PET plastics,
polyethylene terephthalate.
Okay, so that's a thin film plastic,
Well, it can be also plate. I'm not going to pronounce the other word.
Yeah, okay, and we sell...
He can, here. He's pronouncing it better than I do.
But it's abbreviated to PET plastics.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So we and we sell these plastics on our
absolutely
part of our stock item,
even in a powder form.
Powder form, etc.
Rods, tubes.
Yeah, and so the team were looking at writing up some content, which will be done live on the website very soon. I thought I'll use an image editor to create a picture for the thing. So I typed into an AI image generator platform, Midjourney, and I don't know if you've ever played with Midjourney as an image generator. It's absolutely fantastic, does some amazing things. But I typed in PET thin film plastic plain blue background. Okay, and I hit go, and it came up with a picture of a hamster wrapped in plastic. because it literally read it as a pet in plastic. It's the cutest looking hamster that's sat inside a plastic bag.
Suffocated.
looking very sad. And I looked at it and I went, I don't think I can use that picture on the website.
No.
It's not there. It's
animal rights, right? No one take us in.
Well, I shared it on LinkedIn as a thing, but the purpose of sort of saying that is AI is still it's a very powerful tool. We're looking at it from all sides, from part of our technology, from part of our production process, from part of our content process and things like that. But it still goes to show that AI is still only as good as the information that you put in at this time. It's, you know, you've got to make sure that you put the information correctly. And so I think AI
it always needs the human side as well, right? So observation and everything, overlooking all the time. So
yeah, it's
we have to consider that as well.
Artificial intelligence as a tool, absolutely fantastic for all of us in our jobs, but it's still something that we utilize and then we have to still do our job around it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's just important to people to remember when we hear a lot of news about artificial intelligence.
Behind every artificial intelligence, a human being is sitting, right? And coding it, right?
Behind every great man is a woman. Now it's behind every great scientist is artificial intelligence. Is that the way we're going?
Well, you never know, right? So never say never. That's what I've learned.
So listen, thank you very much, both Aphrodite and James. James, thank you for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed the experience. A quick reminder to our listeners to visit www.goodfellow.com. Follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter and Facebook. If you have any questions for the team, subjects that you'd like us to discuss in future episodes, drop us a message on marketing@goodfellow.com. or messages on one of our social channels, and we look forward to speaking with you again next month.